4 years ago, a federal court struck down a previous Wisconsin law banning partial birth abortion. The bill being considered now is a replica of federal law. According to Chris Taylor of Planned Parenthood, that's one of many reasons her organization is opposing it.
Why are we wasting taxpayer time and money continuing to ban procedures that are banned in the state of Wisconsin?
Taylor also objects to the bill because it prevents physicians from considering the health of a woman when deciding whether or not to use this procedure.
We think it's unconscionable for any legislator to tell a physician that he or she can't consider a woman's health.
A woman's health can't be considered, but there is a provision in the new bill that allows for partial birth abortion when the life of the mother is at risk. That's a loophole that Barbara Sella of the Wisconsin Catholic Conference would like to see closed. She says her group sees the bill as a step in the right direction because it almost completely bans a procedure that ends the life of a viable fetus.
Sometimes we have to accept imperfect legislation as we try to persuade our fellow citizens. We long for the day when everybody will say, yeah, you know what, this is just not right. We'll recognize that there's never an instance when a mother's life is at risk. The baby can be removed by cesarean. You know, I'm not a doctor, but there are other ways of doing this.
But opponents of the bill point out that the vast majority of obstetricians and gynecologists believe there are times when partial birth abortion is the best and only procedure to use. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.